Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Crossroads Podcast. Today we'll be concluding our interview with Christine Smith. Now, Christine, let me just give you her background really quick to catch things up. If you missed yesterday's episode, she had some value bombs for us. You need to back up and catch up and listen to yesterday's episode because we're going to really cap it off today. She's really got some stuff for us today, but I don't want you to be behind on anything. So go listen to episode 336 and then get caught up and come back and listen to this episode. But just so you know, Christine Smith, has a libertarian background. She's self-employed consultant and a creator advisor for both individuals and businesses. And she worked for almost 19 years as a full-time freelance writer for national magazines and several newspapers. She's been deeply involved in politics for most of her life. And she is an experienced speaker and writer on political topics. She's also an avid student of history, and she is able to explain with passion her point of view of true freedom on issues affecting not just this nation, but the entire planet. So let's jump right back into the interview with Christine Smith. Through God, by God, and only God, we have this reprieve where we can get things straight.
Now, we certainly do. That's why I said we cannot be complacent. We've got to stay up there. You mentioned, the previous administration. Mm-hmm. I emphasize not only under Obama, but on all the prior presidents, sure. The Bushes, all of them. Yep. I did not see God's will being evinced by any of them as I do now.
Right.
The Bible tells us that by their fruits you shall know them.
Exactly.
Words don't cut it. Words can be beautiful, such as when President Trump speaks and talks about not only what he wants to do, but about his faith and about God, but it is the actions. And we have had so many actions that he, upon his day of becoming president, as he was sworn in as president on the inauguration, he went to work immediately to undo what those past administrations had done. I have never seen a man with so much energy. He is indefatigable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is part of who he is. He has been that way for years. But at the same time, I would tell every Christian out there that in your prayer life, you should be focused upon a prayer for his protection, for his well-being, and for his guidance. Because this man gave up an incredible, comfortable life in the wealth that he achieved as a businessman, not as those politicians, professional politician parasites.
Right.
He earned it, and he had that. He did not have to do this. He gained nothing from this.
Yeah,
but he
just
did
a lot of trouble.
America. This man is a true patriot, and he loves what our country was founded on. It made it possible for him to live the American dream, and he saw it being destroyed, and that is why he came forward and did this. Now, you speak about what they were doing culturally, the laws. You take a look at the sexual perversions. You take a look at what type of education they were infiltrating to poison our children's minds with. Talk about free speech. Of course,
sure.
We recognize free speech, but you know what? The radical liberals do not. When you disagree with them, you're met with wild, crazy anger. They don't care about rational thought. They don't have tolerance or sensitivity, the words they like to use, for unless you support their agenda.
Yep.
You know, dialogue with them is impossible. They just use those words.
Exactly.
Because that's, political correctness is their euphemism for rejection of free speech.
Right.
Because it makes no sense. It's total nonsense, political correctness.
And if you disagree with them, then you are intolerant.
That's exactly right. They just want to defend all of the hatred that they express. And you take a look at these previous administrations, what they were letting happen, you know, they actually believe in discrimination and racism in the guise of equality. They're rejecting our history. They're rejecting everything that made America great. And our family is the core. You know that? You don't look to government. You look to the family. You look to God, and you look to your family. And they rejected family. They, again, it was that Marxist, which is anti-God, anti-Christian. It's going right by their playbook. And all these previous presidents and people that have been elected were actually going right by that playbook to allow the destruction of everything that was good about America.
Well, that takes me right back to the next question about where you describe the Democrat Party as the party of death. I mean, that was pretty, I mean, let's say extreme, but why did you choose those words to apply to the Democrat Party?
It may sound extreme because very few people say it, but it is the truth. I am not exaggerating. I'm using no hyperbole when I call the Democrats the party of death. And it's very sad to have to realize that one of the major political parties in my country is that moniker completely describes them. The fact is that their entire plan to cause division and class war is meant to destroy the moral values which made our country great before. When you think about every single issue, whether it is personal defense, that we have a right to defend ourselves and our family, whether you're talking about abortion, hundreds of thousands, what is it, 600,000 babies murdered every year.
It's been like 60 million since the 73.
Roe versus Wade. When you think about the crime, really, they're completely anti-life. First of all, the destruction of the human spirit, the destruction of the family, they are anti-God, and then the laws that allow crime and destruction and all the
perversion.
Every single thing, you take a look at what our young people, so many of them, have become and how difficult it is for those of faith to even go through an educational system. And the slippery slope, not only from abortion, which we already have, but infanticide, they are just completely bringing that evil. And I would have to say that in every single thing, they choose death, be it the death of the spirit, the death of righteousness, the death of morality, and actual physical death of the body. So there, to me, there isn't an issue in which they are for life, and it's very sad, but that's what they become. And there is no, you know, the Democrats, it's not the Democrats of JFK. If you're someone who looks to those days, well, I think if you listen to him and what he was trying to do, he would most likely be what a Republican is of today. He wouldn't be recognized as a Democrat. So the time is now. And I ask anyone out there who, for whatever reason, maybe you've been a Democrat your entire life, maybe your family is, do not go for the propaganda that they care about the poor or the oppressed or the environment. All of these are the propaganda they use to pull you in as if they stand for anything good. But I've studied their policy for decades. I've been involved in politics. And not one of those things do they actually, what they do is they exploit the poor. They exploit the blacks. They exploit the Latinos. Mm-hmm. They exploit anything with their words because their actions, their legislation actually oppresses, even to the point of death when we talk about abortion. And abortion seems to be the key as to why anyone would stay a Democrat. If you believe in the murder of babies, then I suppose you better stay a Democrat. But unless that is your issue, I'm telling you, if you have a good heart and you love Jesus Christ and you believe in righteousness, you had better leave the Democrat Party. Join the Republican Party because it is very different now with President Trump, and that is why I refer to myself as a Trump Republican. I don't want to be in any way to be thought of as Republicans as before, and then get involved. But you cannot remain a Democrat if righteousness is in your heart and the love of God is in your heart, because they are the party of death without exception.
Yeah, and I want to get your opinion on those Republicans— you know, in the Republican Party that is supposed to be united behind the president, they refuse to give him any or vote for anything that he's trying to push through. They're actually siding with the Democrats, but they're calling themselves Republicans.
Well, they were the Republicans, and as I said earlier, it wasn't just Obama's administration, it's all of the past Republican administrations. They really, there was very little difference between a Democrat and Republican. It was just a charade and all of these elections, because the same matters were going to be done. They were not going to cut regulations, they were not going to cut taxes. I mean, Republican I could not identify with for many years because of what they stood for, which was no difference between them and a Democrat. So yeah. Again, it's just like being a Christian, being a Republican. You can use the name, mm-hmm. but your actions are what speak to what you are. And he is up against a swamp of Democrats and Republicans. The an R by someone's name doesn't make them righteous, doesn't make them Republican.
Amen. And you know, I stop and sometimes I look at some of the things that, you know, he's proposing. You know, let's just talk for a second about his judicial appointments. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is appointed, I believe the last count I heard was 40 circuit court judges. Mm-hmm. I mean, circuit court on up is a lifetime appointment. And
yes.
The average age typically is like 58, 59. His average age for his appointee is like 44.
Yeah.
So these guys are going to be there for 40 plus years, and he's the one who's putting the, you know, select them, hand select them, and from what I understand, every single one of them believes like he does.
I mean, and I'm sure he's vetting them himself to
absolutely
be sure and to base it. You know, I mean, we are to base our legal decisions on the Constitution.
They're constitutionalists.
You can take a look at their background and see that they are doing that. That is upholding the law. I mean, what President Trump is doing has saved this country. I believe that we are off that railroad going off the cliff, mm-hmm. and we're now back on. Okay, and it's looking well. And we have to keep that momentum behind it. And that is what is essential. But what he's doing in the appointment of the judges is going to affect this country for decades and decades.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful. And that's why we need to support him. And, you know, you were talking about in terms of the Democrats, they always believe in emphasizing victimhood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I like to contrast that with President Trump. Take a look at this man, take a look at his beautiful family, the success, the achievement, and he wants us all, and it's proven it, he makes America his priority, our goals, not other countries. That is why he's so vehemently, he doesn't care about political correctness, he says it like he sees it, but the Democrats love appealing to people who like to be victims.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you're a Democrat, it's because you love your victimhood. You wallow in it. You want to blame everybody else for your position in life. While as in President Trump and those of us who support him, we want a country where you are free. We want a country where your taxation is less, where the regulations are less, so you can pursue dreams and make your life your own. Democrats, they love to divide, class struggle, identify a difference, whatever type of, you know, you take a look at it. There's sexual things, LGBTQ, XYZ, who knows what they're going to come up with next, as if everything's equal. Beliefs, religious beliefs, all of them are equally valid. Well, you know what? They are not.
Amen.
They are not. And if you believe in an actual good and evil, there isn't a gray in there. Jesus didn't say, well, sometimes, situation ethic. He did not say that.
Right.
So those Democrats, certainly we know about them, obstructionists, but those Republicans you see who are doing what you said and also obstructing, they are of the same ilk. They the truth is not in them.
Amen. Amen. Now, let's talk for a second. Let's back up off the United States, and let's look at the world view. How do you think our allies around the world are viewing Donald Trump?
First of all, I don't care what our allies think about anything.
Amen.
And I feel pretty confident to say that It seems to me that President Trump's actions show that what is most important to him, which is what is most important to me, that's why I said that, is what Americans, what is good for America. Because our allies have fallen for this infiltration of radical liberalism
almost
in their country.
Almost every one of them. Almost every one of them.
And when
Israel.
Exactly. You take a look at the votes on that. Our allies make the European Union. You take a look at Canada. I mean, I don't care if we're talking about the international relations and when we're getting down to conflicts, military conflicts, when we're getting into the terrorists. But they are espousing the views of other people as if we're supposed to think, this is what Marxists want you to think, as a big world collective.
Yep.
Well, you know what? We elect a president to represent Americans,
right.
Not Germans, not Canadians, not Chinese, not Australians. He's supposed to represent what is in our best interest. And in that, he's doing a great job. We're not supposed to be looking at this as a world, one world government. No, what we want is America first. And as he has so beautifully expressed, Pastor, he has repeatedly expressed, and I would hope that other leaders, world leaders, would do the same for their people. So again, I don't care what our allies think about anything, because the love of my country comes first. And if that is antithetical to their goals and their Marxist agendas, so be it. The fact of the matter is, we are the most powerful country on the earth. Our president wants to keep it that way. And I think that most of them, once they find out that his strength is behind everything he says or does, they are going, as you will see, they will have to come in and accept this and have to adjust to it. And if they don't, then they will be on the outside of our sphere of favor, we might say.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, when you take a look at the United Nations, what has that become? Far from what it was originally intended to be. I don't think that an American should ever be persuaded or dissuaded in their opinion on anything our president does because of what our allies think. You should be thinking what is best for America, and that's what he's doing.
Amen. So let's flip it a little bit more. Tell me what you think our enemies think when they're viewing Donald Trump.
I think that for the first time in decades, our country is being respected. And by that respect, I mean a very healthy regard that we are not going to let evil prevail. And I think that our enemies know this is a man who, if it is necessary, though he have certainly would hope that it would never come to that, he will use whatever means is necessary to protect our country.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that he means business. And I think that because of President Trump, the United States of America is much safer. I can't even begin to quantify how much safer we are in the world, because our enemies know we have a man who will seriously put America's best interest and our safety and security first. And again, he doesn't care what's politically correct. So if that offends, I think they feign most of their offense, people, so be it. What matters is the security of Americans. And I think all of our enemies know that.
Amen. How do you see the 2018 elections shaping up?
Well, I think that that is, as I said earlier, a place where those of us who are very happy and blessed and grateful to see the direction our country is taking must not be complacent. I urge everyone out there to not only, you know, support our president, but all of those that he is endorsing. It is imperative that we don't let complacency. Let's turn those numbers around.
Yeah.
They say that terms often are when people drop the ball when your candidate was elected. Well, let's change that and make sure we show up at the polls and we put Republicans into every office, because I don't care if it is your little town, your community, your county, up to the U.S. Senate, the Congress. Every one of them counts to be on board with this same vision. We need every one of us. So I'm feeling pretty good about it, I have to say, so far, with the way it's shaping up. Right now,
I think it's, at the time of this recording, I think it's seven wins and zero losses.
It is. I know, and I think that we're just going to keep that going. I'm feeling very confident. I'm very glad to see President Trump getting out on the campaign trail so much. I mean, think how incredible it is, a man of his age to do, I mean, the work that he does. I've never seen someone work so hard, and now to add to it the 2018 midterms, having to go out there and do those rallies, which he loves. He's in his element. He's doing wonderfully. But we need to get the truth out, and I urge everyone to be part of that. You cannot be quiet. You know, we are told as Christians, you let your light shine. Amen. You don't cover your light up. I need every one of you to let your light shine, to be involved, not only with your vote, but also with your voice. It may be your family. It may be those that you socialize with. But you cannot be quiet, because we've gotten this far, but we need to take it further.
Amen. That's right. That's right. If there was one thing that you could point to that you want my listeners and your listeners and other people to look at, one thing, what would that be about Donald Trump?
He is a man of integrity. And by integrity, I'd like to define that for your listeners.
Okay.
Integrity, to me, is manifest not only in your words and the actions you manifest, but in the willingness to change, the willingness to at all times, as I see in him, to surround oneself with the facts of a matter, the willingness to admit when you must change, and I've seen him do that in certain areas because the generals are, you know, teaching or sharing with him what they know. I see a humility, and it's often not focused upon, even by those who support him. They don't focus upon this, what to me is the most righteous trait he has, which is an integrity to do what is right, no matter what people are going to say. No, that is his strength. He doesn't care what people are going to say. He's not doing it by the polls. He's doing what he is right. And that kind of integrity, he might make some decisions sometime that you may wonder about. Perhaps some you might disagree with, though I think that would be very few. But even so, the man has that integrity. And if you recognize that, you've got to know how rare that is. That kind of integrity is what I'm asking all of you to evince now, in not being afraid to express your support for him and other candidates. It is imperative we get Republican governors. When you take a look at all of the threats facing the immigration problem, the Second Amendment, it is imperative that we have people with that integrity to stand up and do what is right, regardless of what the media is going to attack them with. And it's the kind of integrity that God expects us to have as Christians. We're not supposed to be quiet. Remember Jesus, when he came in there and the money changers, and he just whipped them out. And that is righteous indignation. That comes from someone. And as Christians, we are to evince that same righteous indignation. That is integrity, being true to what you feel is righteous, no matter what anyone else in the world thinks. Mm-hmm. And to me, he's a man of integrity, as we all should be.
Amen. Glory to God. Christine, we're almost out of time. Do you have any book or product offer that you'd like to promote? This is the time to give yourself a shameless plug.
Well, thank you. I would just like to invite everyone to ChristineSmith.us. And visit my Trump page. I have many radio interviews across the country and some overseas. I have many essays which you can share and learn from and share. You might know a Democrat who's a good person, but yet they cling to that party. You might have someone who doesn't understand the history of how it came to be this way and the Marxist plan for America, which is being thwarted now. All of these things I explore from a historical and Christian spiritual perspective at ChristineSmith.us. So I would simply ask that people come, listen, and share my work with others, and do your part.
Amen. And folks, you need to visit Christine's website. That web address again is www.christinesmith.com, the typical common spelling, .us. Not .com, it's christinesmith.us. And when you go there, look around. I mean, there's no way you're going to consume it all in one sitting. Absolutely no way. I tried and failed. I mean, you got so much information there. I went back like 4 or 5 times just prepping for this interview because she's a knowledge base. Let's put it like that. You know, if you're wanting to put together some type of presentation about why you believe that America needed Donald Trump, this is your resource website, christinesmith.us, because you can find whatever it is you need on there. And I can just imagine being in high school, being a Christian in high school, having to debate the liberal policies with teachers and students. Christine has information on that will just shut down any argument they try and make. I mean, there's so much stuff there. Christine, you accumulate a wealth of knowledge. I mean, and all this is just from Donald Trump. I mean, he hasn't even been president 2 years yet. Yeah.
Well, my support for the president is why I am doing this now. But I do work full time. I'm both a writer and public speaker, a political commentator because of President Trump. But in terms of my work, I'm a consultant to businesses across the country, and you know, I do that. But I do this because I felt led, just as our president felt led. I felt led, and I would also like to add, you know, we have the compassion, we have the concern for American freedom, from helping our veterans, know, firearms, taxes, regulations, our jobs, every single way that you can measure it, our country is getting better and stronger. And my background comes from, decades. I've been involved in politics since I was in my teens. And I've studied history. I'm an avid student of history and Austrian economics. I believe in the free enterprise as the answer, not the socialism that this country has gone so far into and which he is trying to extricate us from. So, yes, all of my essays come from a backing of much historical education and study.
Amen. Well, Christine, thank you again for coming on the program today. I am telling you right now, you're coming back. Because we just barely scratched the surface of your knowledge base.
Well, thank you. And I'll say this in conclusion. When President Trump concludes a speech by saying, God bless America, he means it, and I can say it with him because America deserves to be blessed now.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Folks, that's all the time we have. For Christine Smith and myself, this is Pastor Robert Till reminding you that you can be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.